having trouble controlling myself right now. It's true. All right. With us right now, this is her second appearance on the program. Or third, I can't actually recall.
Third
appearance on the program. Thank you for remembering, Kristen. Kristen Ellis is with us, and she is with the Binnie's. And she is a wine educator and events coordinator at Binnie's Beverage Depot. And you saved my holidays last year.
Thank you.
You did.
Yeah.
It was amazing what you did.
I am so happy.
Because you came in and you gave suggestions for, because, yeah, I mean, as much of a connoisseur as I believe myself to be.
You are. Yeah.
I have no idea what I'm doing. And when, like for Thanksgiving, and you're going to have people over and you want to serve wines that go, especially, you know, because fowl is kind of funny. Right? It's kind of a little like turkey.
Yep.
A little tough to pair with.
Well, yep.
And
kind of a blank slate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I will, and I did. And so and so I learned about all this stuff, and then I used it for Thanksgiving and then for Christmas too. So you go to somebody's house or whatever you're doing, or you're getting, you know, families getting together. This is like the perfect, you are the perfect solution right now, Kristen.
Thank you.
The meatheads are here too. We're going to get to them in just a little bit.
I'm excited for that. Yeah. They're cutting the turkey right here, right now. It's action packed.
All right.
It smells so good.
Yeah, it's good.
So let's walk our way through, by the way, Hannah Stanley in for Anna DeVlantis today.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Let's talk about this, and this, by the way, I'm just going to I want people to visualize this. So it's Thanksgiving. You're having the people over.
Yeah.
And when everybody arrives, because you want to get people relaxed because they don't want to talk. You don't want them talking about the election. So you start with what I have in my hand right now, right?
Bubbles. Bubbles all day. Bubbles all night. It goes with everything. So the common theme with all of these wines we have today is that they're going to be good for a lot of people. But to begin the night, Bubbles is great. So we have a Santa Monica Cava. It's a wonderful value at about $7.
Wow. Yeah. This is $7?
It does not smell like $7 wine.
It's very close to true champagne, the way it smells and the way it tastes. It's
very
lovely.
The smell is very sweet and aromatic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Good fruit. I love it. And, you know, you can drink it all day. It's low alcohol because, you know, Thanksgiving's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yes,
right?
That's true.
Yep,
that's for sure.
So it will go with literally everything on the table because you've got a lot of different flavors there to compete with it. And it will be a friend to all food.
So this is good, like, at the very beginning. Yep. This could go all night, too, if you want to just serve this.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
But then the bubbles, I think, you know what happens, too, I guess it depends on the drinker, the imbiber.
Yep.
But I find that people tend to sip champagne more than slug it. Like, wine's easy to slug.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I have a hard time slugging. Yeah.
It's not a
Bud Light. I can't do it. But congratulations if you can.
Yeah, no, I do, unfortunately. It just goes too fast.
Good for you.
Because it's, like, delicious.
I strive to be like you.
Yeah, and I just move through it too quickly.
You're right on. Yeah. No, this is a sipper, and like I said, low alcohol, so yeah. But whatever way.
What is the alcohol in this, by the way?
I think it's about 11 and a half, 12. My associate here has the bottle.
Which is like 15 normally, 16 for wines, right?
Well, it depends on the wine. So for champagne, of course, it's going to be normally 11 and a half, as I was right. Yeah, for bubbles, that's about it. 11 and a half, 12, maybe tops.
So, yes,
but
nice.
When we creep into the reds, then we start pushing into the 14, 15.
Yeah.
You know,
I've
Australian Shiraz, 16.
Yeah.
I mean, those are big babies. So they have a lot of
Australians.
Booze.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the problem. You know, everything in Australia can kill you. That's why they have to drink.
That's why I don't go there. Right.
Yeah.
Stay in Chicago.
A lot of stuff with no shoulders that are crawling around that want to eat you.
I haven't thought of it that way, but yeah, you're right.
That's exactly right. All right, what are we doing next here?
All right, so next we have the Pontoc Chardonnay.
Okay,
so Pontoc Chardonnay. When the turkey comes out, that's when I begin to introduce oaked whites. So I kind of like that. You know, you can get a little bit of a smoky flavor.
Okay, explain that.
Oak allows the wine to be treated with oxygen, which rounds it out and gives you those kind of oaky aromas. What's good about the Pontoc Chardonnay is it's a judicious use of oak. So it just sort of augments the flavor of the Chardonnay. Are you laughing at my word?
It's great. That is an awesome way of saying it. I mean, I get it. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
but it's not too oaky. Because, you know, for so long, California Chardonnay was so super oaky.
Yeah.
And this one is restrained. So you get the beautiful fruit character and the minerality of the Chardonnay from Monterey. Monterey is like just a home for Chardonnay. It really thrives there. And I'd say about a quarter of the entire Chardonnay production of California comes from Monterey. So
is that because there's more The soil's different?
Well, it's more about the climate. It's perfect there. It's cool climate, yeah. Pacific breezes. It really retains the acidity and keeps it fresh. And lots of sun.
And don't say oaked white a lot at Thanksgiving, because people are going to think it's political. And so you got to...
I'm not going there with you.
Yeah, I know.
Not
doing but be careful about that.
But I like the oakiness and the woodiness, the wood base to it, because sure. That's going to pair well with...
Oh, look at you, Hannah.
Maybe a smoked turkey or something that would be cooked.
Perfect.
Oh, wait, hold on. Yep. Now, Palina Meat Market has brought the turkey. So I'm going to do a little taste test.
Do a pairing.
Yeah, I'm going to do a thing where I... Do you think maybe that I should do the thing that you
do
at Thanksgiving, where you have the turkey on your fork, the turkey, the stuffing, and the gravy all at the same time?
Well, yeah, do that. Just don't dip it in the
That's what you do.
That's not good.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Doing like it. And then I'm going to do the – now, this is the –
Seriously, I'm in a reverse fetal position right now. I cannot do that. I can't combo on a fork.
I just did.
I know you did, and I'm glad for you, but I can't do that.
Now, here I'm going to have my oaked white.
Now I have to cleanse my palate, and then I would take a sip, and then I cleanse my palate.
And it's the bright acidity in the Chardonnay that's going to do that and get you ready for the next bite, whether it be just one thing or seven things on the fork.
See, that works.
Whatever you want.
So it can be kind of a palate cleanser wine.
It can. Yep, and Bubbles is good for that as well, but absolutely. Yep.
That's more where I
am. See, and again, how much is this?
This guy is $12.
$12 a bottle.
We're still under $20, and we're through.
I think
our main
all of them
course.
Are going to be under $20, aren't they?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. But we're two courses in, and we haven't spent $20 yet.
Just leave the expensive ones behind. We don't have to talk about them. Better way to go. We'll put this list up at WGNradio.com, right? Aren't we going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good. So the people know exactly what we're doing. Because we started with like a bubbly, like a champagne-y kind of thing for $7.
Cava. Yep. From Spain. Yep.
That's stupid for $7.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
You can mix it. Your mimosas.
How are you making money over there selling that for $7?
I can't talk about that.
All right. And then this is, you said $12.
Yep.
See, you did this last year to me, and I couldn't believe it. Because you go and you buy all this stuff. And that's the thing. I'll walk through Binny's. It's one of my favorite places to be. Hardware stores and Binny's are my two favorite things to walk through.
That's where people look for you when you're missing.
Yeah.
Do you go missing?
Yeah.
From what time happened?
Interesting. It's a separate issue.
Okay.
depends on what happens after I leave Binny's. So I go through, and you know, like I'll gravitate, and I do the thing that I think a lot of consumers of wine do, which is you think if it's really expensive, it's going to be really great. And that can be true. But you can also get stuff that is unbelievably great at a low
expensive price doesn't
point.
Mean enjoyable for you. That's the one thing to remember.
Wow.
Yeah, it is a marker of quality. I mean, that kind of price quality ratio exists in all things you can buy, but it doesn't mean you're going to like it.
Except quarterbacks.
Separate issue. I'm hesitating to go there.
No, I choked on wine there for a second.
All right. So that is all right. So this is $12. All right. We're gonna let me just stop for a second here. Yeah. Let me bring in Bill, the meathead, Bill Begale from Palina Meat Market. Now you just did something here. Get it right up on your microphone right there, Bill. You brought in this turkey that's been brined.
Right.
Explain that.
Something new. People always ask if we sell a brined turkey. We don't. We sell them the turkey and they brine it themselves. This year, we decided to make our own brine.
Yeah.
Brine it and put it up for sale. So we've got a lot of orders already for it, but they're all pre-orders. So you have to.
I just made an order right now, didn't I?
You just did. Just do that. And I reminded my daughter to remind me.
Yeah. Thank you, Jackie. It's very important.
That's a big deal because brining a turkey takes some space. Like you gotta,
it does.
You gotta prep for it,
and you gotta deal with it.
Right,
You gotta deal with it.
You gotta get the bucket. Make the brine. You gotta
wash the bucket.
It's all ready.
All
you gotta do is come pick it up.
That's better.
See,
I like.
I went backstage at Palina Meat Market a couple of weeks ago to see how they do what they do back there. That is a TV show in and of itself. That is like crazy what goes on back there, and it smells so great in there because they're smoking stuff.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, and they also smoke the meats, which is amazing. I think that is
that is
absolutely the best thing that I did there. Mm. All right, so you got that, and then you brought also the stuffing here.
Yeah, we make stuffing already pre-made, and gravy.
Oh, that's so good.
And mashed potatoes. I didn't bring mashed potatoes.
But... Hey, I'm getting that too. Can you take down my order right now? I'm saying this to your daughter because I think that's. Yeah. Can you just
stuffing, brine turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now hold on, Kristen.
Are good.
Yes. I don't want you. Now I'm ordering from you too while we're doing this.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm eating and drinking Pinot, so I'm happy.
All right. Now this is the next thing you brought is the Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Right.
It's called the Guide.
The
we
Guide.
We love it.
It's called. How much is it?
$16.
$16.
Sorry, $17.
$17.
I apologize. $17.
Make me a liar for a dollar.
We like this because we actually came. We went out to Oregon, and we chose this wine ourselves in house. This is our personal project, very dear to our hearts. We love this wine. So 2014, great vintage, the vintage of a lifetime in Oregon. So we've got just a lot of quality, a lot of value in this glass.
So it's a lighter red wine. So this, you think this goes very well also with turkey?
Yep, it's versatile. You can do this with salmon. You could do this with anything.
Okay. You brought turkey too, Bill. I mean, the turkey. Obviously, you brought salmon as well.
Right.
Salmon is really good.
And what is the salmon that you're bringing here? Is it just
a peppered, cracked pepper, covered, smoked salmon, fully cooked. You eat it cold. You eat it room temperature. It's excellent for like a little appetizer with a glass of wine, with some cheese.
It's working with this guy. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Only, do you make this year-round, the smoked salmon?
The smoked salmon we get. We buy that. But it's something we get in big pieces and we cut up and we sell in pieces.
Yeah, because I would have that.
We usually sell it year-round.
Yeah, it's awesome.
At Polina Meat Market, it's the only place that I will go. This is absolutely the truth. The only place that I will go, and when Bill says to me, you can eat this room temperature. I never, like, eat this room temperature always freaks me out.
With good reason.
Yeah, right? But not there, because they got all this stuff that they've, that's been, you know, like brined and stuff. All right, hold on. I got to try the Pinot Noir here. Again, the Guide.
The Guide, yep.
And $17.
So is Pinot Noir always this light?
Yes, it's got thin skins, so it's going to be paler in color than, say, Cab or Merlot.
It's very pink.
$17, yeah, man. It's
fantastic.
I cannot
believe this.
Yep. Yeah, it's good.
It's beautiful. It's a lovely wine. I just am not as, I think maybe because there's usually more in my glass.
It's a little bit of that violet, the red fruit going on. It's quite complex. It's a wonderful value.
Wow.
It's lovely.
Thank you. Everybody stop for a second. I have to stop and think about what we just did.
We have a moment of silence.
We made magic.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Speaking of violet, Violetta has got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now. See what I did there? All right. I can't believe we have to rush through this. This is really driving me insane. So we got the kids from Binney's Beverage Depot here. And this is Kristen Ellis. She's a wine educator and an events coordinator at Binney's Beverage Depot. And she's in charge of things. And I sometimes go to the store and then I demand that I see her and they go, I'm sorry, Ms. Ellis is not available right now for you.
She's very busy.
Classic. Yeah.
It is
normal.
True.
Yeah.
It's like me going and trying to see Trump and trying to get a cabinet position. It's the same thing. Mr. Trump will not see you now.
Not at all like that. But yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, so we have this is all up on our website. WGNradio.com. You got Santa Monica Cava. You got the Pond Hawk Monterey Chardonnay, which for $12. The champagne-y stuff was $7. The Pinot Noir here is $17. And now you got like this. This is Rodney Strong Alexander Valley Crown Cabernet. Alexander Valley, when you see that, it means something important, right?
It does. It comes from Sonoma, which is right next to the more famous Napa Valley AVA. So a little bit less hype there, but great value. Those in the know that Cabernet found its home in the Alexander Valley, and it shows very well.
Very berry. I'm picking up a lot of berries.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, it's classic. Cassis, blackberry, blueberry. Those lovely notes. And this is a bigger wine, good tannic structure, good acidity. So some that cook roast beef, this would be perfect.
Do you mind? Can you guys stay a little bit here? The net, because I could do the top five with you people in here serving the food and wine. Is that would that kill you people to do that?
We are here for you.
I have to stop here, but I can't stop because we haven't gotten through all the most important stuff.
No.
So can you stay?
We have to talk about champagne. So I'm here. I'm staying.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll do that during the top. We're gonna do that in and out of the top five. You'll have to forgive what happens during that, and that's all coming your way after Judy's News in 2 minutes. It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Hannah Stanley in for Anna today.
Yes, hello.
Yes, indeed you are. And now this is the time for the top five at five. And we're going to open up the top five here. And we're going to do the top five. But what has happened is we are doing our own Thanksgiving. I think this could have happened last year, too, because we have the we have Kristen Ellis, who is a wine educator and events coordinator at Binney's Beverage Depot, teaching us how to pair wine for Thanksgiving.
So we're having a fakesgiving.
We are. We are having a pre-post-truth Thanksgiving. This is basically what this is. And Bill Begale is here from my favorite place, one of my favorite places on earth. I mean, there's like the island of Maui and Palaina Meat Market are my two favorite places on earth.
We're opening one there.
You should. I will run it for you. Yeah. I will leave all of this right now behind, all the glitz and the glamour, and I will run that for you. Because Palaina Meat Market in Chicago. And what's the address, Bill?
3501 North Lincoln.
I once stumped him on that. Yeah. That is, to me, to my mind, to my taste buds, and to my nose, one of the most enjoyable experiences you're ever going to have. It's like an old world European market, and they've got these cases upon cases upon cases of everything you want in terms of the meat world. But and the great thing is there's about 100 people behind the cases, counters, that are like there, and you like pick a number, and then, you know, there's like they're constantly moving around and they're doing this stuff, and it's like a whole dance back there as they're trying to get out of each other's way and not kill each other with knives. It's the most amazing experience, and the food is second to none. You're never gonna get a steak they're gonna get from you. Ever. I can tell you that right now. Now, I want to say, before we get back to the wine piece in the top five, I just want to say this. I want to add something to the list of things that we were just talking about. You have the brine turkey, you got the stuffing, you got the potatoes, you got all that stuff, as they like to say there. I want everybody listening to me to go to Palaina Meat Market and to get the sweet Chinese chicken sausage. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's pork, but sweet Chinese sausage.
I mean, sausage, right. Did I say chicken?
You did.
No. Well, who the hell would say something like that? It's pork.
We had chicken, but it's not sweet Chinese.
Sweet Chinese pork sausage.
Yes.
And I want you to make that before the guests arrive for Thanksgiving. And then you cut it up. You get it in links, right? They're like, they're
regular size.
Regular size links, like a brat. And you cut it up. And then you put it on the fancy toothpicks with the plastic hair on them.
Sure.
And then you dip that in it's one part hoisin sauce to one part mayonnaise.
Right.
Perfect. And you serve it, and people will go, "Oh my God, what happened here?" It'll change your life. Now, what I need to know from Kristen is, what do I pair that with?
Uh-oh. Well, I want to say anything you like, but I think Riesling.
Oh, what a good idea! Yeah. What a good idea!
Thank you.
That's why she's here.
I'm happy with how excited you are.
Yeah. I'm very
excited. I like that it's the top five at five and we're on wine number four.
Yes, that's true. But that's not doing us any good, actually, because we got to get started with this.
It's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Kristen, what would go well with number five, do you think? What's a good pairing for my number five installment here?
I'm not sure what your number five is, but...
I'm not either.
Champagne. Right?
Yeah. Well, what are you people doing? Just sitting there. Let's start serving.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Number five.
The president is in Germany today. Wait, hold on. Do we have anything that's got kind of a German sort of thing? Oh, champagne's close enough.
No.
I know it's France, but it's...
Right.
Yeah. But that's close to Germany.
I'm sorry, I can't give it to you. Yeah, it's close.
It's close.
Close, but no.
But it's closer than all the other stuff we have here, right?
Very true.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
California.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
California. So this is let's pour this for number five. Is it actually champagne from Champagne?
It is champagne from Champagne.
From the Champagne region of France.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yep. Ruinard Blanc de Blanc. It's fantastic.
It's a Blanc de Blanc.
Blanc de Blanc, 100% Chardonnay.
Right. That was the guy from Friends. I loved him. President Obama is in Germany in the middle of his last overseas trip. I like how he used to say that. Like, it's like we're counting it. Like, all right, you can't use Air Force One anymore. That's it. You're done.
I'm out.
Did you see he can't go in the Oval Office? They're redoing the Oval Office for the next year, and Trump can't use the Oval Office?
It's not that big of a room.
They're redoing it. They're actually making the glass bulletproof. You know how Obama feels about that. Like, he was like... Oh, come on, man. What? It was not bulletproof. You know that's what he's thinking.
I've watched flipping shows. They do those rooms faster than that.
Yeah, no, it's a whole year because they're doing all kinds of secret stuff to it. And they're going to need it for this guy. Anyway, there is a joint press conference today with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. They comment on the current escalated state of American-Russian relations. And what does all of that mean?
I don't expect that... The president-elect will follow exactly our blueprint or our approach. But my hope is that he does not simply take a real politic approach and suggest that, you know, if we just cut some deals with Russia, even if it hurts people or even if it violates international norms or even if it leaves smaller countries vulnerable or creates long-term problems in regions like Syria, that we just do whatever is convenient at the time.
He said real politic. That's one of those fancy educational terms right there. Hey, now I'm having the champagne with this and thinking about the Germans and thinking about invading Germany and the Russians. And I just got now the Blanc de Blanc that you served.
Yes.
Is kind of pinkish.
That's because you had Cabernet in your glass beforehand.
Oh, yeah. That would be the problem.
So my suggestion is drink that quickly. Yeah. My associate will come and give you some more.
Okay.
We have more. We have a whole bottle here. There she is.
Okay.
So that's because why. Not a rosé. Yeah,
okay.
You're right.
I saw it. I'm like, because Blanc is white to white.
Exactly. But Ruinart, they do have a rosé. It's killer. But this is the Blanc de Blanc.
And who does this?
This is a house called Ruinart.
Ruinart.
Ruinart. Yeah, the first champagne house in Champagne in 1729. So they know what they're doing. They've been around forever.
Wow. Yeah. 75 bucks
Survived
a bottle.
German invasion. I mean, right? So
here we go again.
There it is. There's what we were looking for.
Yeah. See, we did that. All right. Well, Bernie Sanders is in number four. What can we serve for him?
God, what can we serve for Bernie?
Something free or maple syrup.
Yeah. What is? Yeah.
I didn't say that. That wasn't me.
No.
Yeah.
But this is Vermont. Maple. Something.
Yeah.
Maple,
there you go.
Mapley.
Yeah. Beer with maple syrup.
Okay. Checking in at Bill. Aren't you glad you're out of this?
Number four.
Senator Bernie Sanders joined a post-election rally in Washington today, made up of an array of progressive leadership. He said it's time for the Democrats to face the facts. Republicans are in control, and it's all your fault.
There is a lot of pain in America. Capitol Hill doesn't understand it. We do. When we stand together, Donald Trump and nobody is going to stop us. It is time for a new direction for the Democratic Party.
I don't know how I feel about the champagne with him. I feel like that's offending him if I drink expensive champagne around him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he likes it. I mean, who doesn't like it?
I know. I'm sure he does like it.
Something a bit more.
It's not about the people, though. Right. Now that I'm trying this with that is actually champagne, this is quite the thing.
It's delicious.
And this would be a good deal for like Christmas and New Year's too, wouldn't it?
Yep. We call this our good value splurge. So at $75, I think it's worth every penny. It's creamy. It's luscious. It's got that lemon curd, lemon peel. I mean, it's really a complex wine. I love it.
And so something similar from one of the more, you know, like well-known marketed champagne-ners would be how much more than this?
Something known, I would say. Well, you could go with other big houses like Onrio would be nice. They have a Blanc de Blanc that's right around, a little bit less expensive than this. That's also fantastic. Mm-hmm. Onrio is a great house, so I would go there for sure. Okay.
But they have a great house at, you know.
It's probably the best thing. Yeah. The best place you've ever been. Apart from Maui and Paulina Meat Market.
Paulina Meat Market and Maui. Same thing to me.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Powdermatic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots. Are you enjoying yourself up there?
I don't have any $75 wine, though.
Yet.
Blanc de Blanc.
Yet.
Yes. We just learned a very sad thing about her. We'll talk about this later, that she doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving because she's from an immigrant family.
But by the way, you know it'd be really good for you, Violetta?
What's that?
Getting out of the country then.
Yeah. I should just leave.
You should leave.
Well, that's probably what the pilgrims want to tell you people.
See what it takes for the ATF to trace a weapon used in a Chicago crime. Mark Sapelsa reports tonight on WGN TV News at 9.
Speaking of Builder Supply Outlet, I got a $50 gift certificate right now. Caller number 19 at 312-981-7200 for Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. All right, the top five of five is rolling, but that has not stopped me from keeping Kristen Ellis and Bill Begale here. Now, Kristen Ellis is a wine educator and events coordinator at Binney's Beverage Depot. They were here last hour getting us ready for Thanksgiving, and because the food and the wine is flowing, I didn't want them to leave.
You begged.
Yes, and they stayed, so thank you. So you're here for the top five. It's not here's the problem. Some of this stuff that is coming up in the top five, you have to drink during.
Well, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
No question.
I mean, quite honestly, it's 2016. We have to drink.
Right.
There's
right.
no excuse for what has happened here.
I really can't wait for New Year's.
Yeah. No, because 2017 is going to be so great.
I know you're very excited.
All right.
January.
Checking in. Let's see. At
number three.
All right. Here's a man caught on camera unleashing a nasty tirade on a Starbucks employee. And he says it took her too long to make his double frappuccino latte.
Just give us our money back. We want nothing to do with you. I don't like Starbucks. You're a complete park. You're trash.
So what?
Because I voted for Trump.
So what? What do you want my
Trump.
Congratulations.
You lost. Now give me my money back. What is your name? I want your name. I want your card. Okay, you're garbage. You're complete trash.
Okay, so it's a little hard to hear that, but he's saying you're garbage. You're trash. You took long to do the drink because I voted for Trump and you lost.
But
the lady, I don't know how the
don't
lady
ask me to pay
that.
Anything with that. I'm not. He deserves nothing.
Yeah, he's getting nothing.
Yeah,
he's getting nothing.
Nothing.
He's getting coal. So he's getting. He's getting
not
coal.
Even coal.
Not even coal. Yeah. All right. But here he was. He claims the woman's deliberately. It took a long time to order because he is white and voted for Trump, and he's going to file a lawsuit. At Starbucks. This sounds just like a creepy uncle. This is exactly what he would do.
She just refused to serve us. She did not want to serve us. I've asked for the coffee after 5 minutes, after 10 minutes. It got to 20 minutes. And then the lady I was with, the broker, said, this is racism. This is discrimination. Is it because of his Trump sign on his a car or what is it? But they refused to serve us coffee. And I apologized. I did apologize to them. But I did get upset and it was wrong, but it was completely discrimination and to me, racism.
I was wrong, but I was right.
Of our support
for Donald
Trump.
Here's the beauty part, I think, of this, is that this truly is white people problems. That he could not get his coffee on time at Starbucks. For $5 a cup. I don't know. Whatever that's all
I like
about.
That he, I think at some point he did say, I don't even like Starbucks. But he stood there for 20 minutes waiting for his flipping coffee.
I know. Whatever. Checking in at
number two.
We've got an unbelievable announcement for y'all.
This will be our final season. That really threw me off.
Oh.
After 5 years, we've decided. Everybody's laughing now. After.
Oh, man.
We've decided as a family for this to be the final chapter of the Duck Dynasty series.
This is going to be the best season yet, and you might see us again on a special arcade.
May God bless each and every one of you. Yay!
What goes with duck, Kristen?
Cabernet Franc, Ro.
Cabernet Franc.
Delicious.
Very interesting.
It is the daddy of Cab Sauv. They're related.
Huh? Yeah, it's right because those blends always have the Cab Franc in it.
They can do yes. Bordeaux blends would have Cab Franc very often, sure. Oh. But I like.
But that's
Cab
good
Franc
with duck.
A lot. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what we just learned there is Duck Dynasty is going off the air.
But what I learned is that they said after five seasons, I thought it had been on for like 20. It feels like they've always been a part of our culture.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have. We just didn't have them on TV, but they were there. Because the duck caller thing, that's always been around. Yeah, exactly. Wrong. All right. And finally, I know that everybody's sweating here, and we want to be done with this.
Number one.
Last night, South Park is trying to, like a lot of people in America, trying to figure out exactly what happened here. They've tackled the hypothetical scenario that would probably come true. Of President-elect Trump trying to figure out an international crisis.
All around the world, countries are mobilizing armies and preparing defensive countermeasures.
Why? What the hell happened?
This is everything you need to know about the Troll Trace program.
What's Troll Trace?
The entire world has become very uncertain and unstable.
We think we should order all Navy vessels to the Bering Sea.
For what?
Because when the Chinese are able to see all our emails and online activity, we believe they will most likely attack us. Also, there are ground troops mobilizing in Paris because the French believe when we see all their emails, we will most likely attack them.
Mr. President, sir, the Russians are asking what we intend to do about the Danish.
Well, why are you asking me?
What goes well with Danish?
Saturn.
It's a very sweet white wine.
Absolutely. Sweet. It's sweet. The rule. Yeah.
Is that really the rule?
It is, actually. Yes. The sweeter the food, you need to have a sweet wine to match that.
Very interesting.
Yeah. If you have a dry wine with the sweet food, you're just going to not gonna have
bad.
A good time. Yeah.
It's like a car crash, right?
Well, not that bad, but yeah.
A fender
but
bender?
It's still not going to taste very good.
Sideswipe?
Yeah.
A little something like yeah. that? Scratch yeah. the door?
Like yeah. Somebody kind of got your bumper when they pulled out after they parked behind you. That's,
got it.
Yeah. More
got
like
it.
That, yeah.
Or maybe like a...
Not a big deal, but makes you frown.
A little hailstone.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Sort of like when a grocery cart.
Yeah,
car.
Sure. Yeah.
Perfect.
Dimple on the
yeah.
side.
So you don't want that.
No.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for explaining that. All right. And thank you for being here. And thank you for one of the most delicious days I've ever had. And I'm working. What am I going to do now? I mean, what's my life is getting worse.
Well, I'm leaving you the wine. So I think we all know what you're going to do.
I think we do have a pretty good idea.
Thanks a lot.
Drop
yeah.
you off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kristen Ellis. Wine educator and events coordinator at Binney's Beverage Depot. Ask for her by name and stop by any of the Binney's Beverage Depots, which are, I don't know, there's 700, 800
35.
Of them. 35.
Yep.
35
awesome.
Of them
yeah,
throughout the Chicagoland area.
Yeah. So right? any Binney's, we work hard to provide the best service, be the most knowledgeable. So come on in. There is a wine for everybody.
That's true. At every
our
price.
Source, at every price.
That is good.
Good values at every price point. Yeah. That's what we do.
Okay.
So, and do it well.
And Bill Begale from... Again, my favorite place other than Maui. Actually, there were co-favorite places. Maui, Hawaii, and Paulina Meat Market on Lincoln Avenue in Chicago.
And the appropriate response is mahalo.
Oh. Thank you. I see what you did there. Thank you very much, Hannah Stanley.
Yes.
And if people – now, I mean, we had the Brian Turkey here. If people want to call you and order ahead, Bill, for things, what should they do?
Well, they just call. We're open.
Okay, what's the phone number, Bill? That's the part where you tell me the phone number.
773-248-6272.
Okay. Paulina Meat Market, and that is in Chicago on Lincoln Avenue, right? Just west of Wrigley Field, essentially, right?
Right.
Yeah. And, I mean,
right
it's
down the street.
Right down the street from Wrigley Field.
Over
you
by there.
You cannot miss it. You know, the Cubs won the World Championship. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah.
Did you take
it? We had a W flag out there. We sold goat brats all year. For
I know. You were selling goat brats all year. Do you think you did it? Think
we
it
was were a big part of it. We roasted goats out there.
Yeah.
We did it all.
Exactly.
Well, I'm waiting for a call from them.
You want your ring, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. That's what you're waiting for. Yeah. You think you're going to get it?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Chris Bryant win yet? Sammy?
No announcement yet.
No announcement yet.
Mike Trout is the AL MVP, and they are just trying to keep your eyes glued on the TV.
Okay. All right, thank
so
you.
We'll keep you posted.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
You watch it so we don't have to.
I will.
All right, we have Judy's News coming your way in 2 minutes and a very special